Hello, my name is Theresa Kurz and I'm a PhD student in the SFB 1313. I have the pleasure today to interview Ivan Yotov from the University of Pittsburgh, and it's great to have you here. Maybe you can introduce yourself.
Yes, so I'm a professor of mathematics at the University of Pittsburgh. I'm originally from Bulgaria, so I did my undergraduate education in Bulgaria. I got a master's degree in mathematics from University of Sofia. So I'm a mathematician, applied mathematician by training. After my master's degree, I went to United States and I did my PhD studies in Rice University in Houston. And after this, I spent 3 years as a postdoc at the University of Texas at Austin, after which I got a faculty position at the University of Pittsburgh in the Department of Mathematics. So I've been there since 1998. And maybe I'll tell you a little bit about my research interests. So yeah. General area of numerical analysis for partial differential equations, large-scale scientific computing with applications to flow and porous media, computational fluid dynamics, also biomedical problems. I'm especially interested in multi-scale modeling for multi-physics systems, in particular coupled flow and geomechanics, finite element, finite volume discretizations, also scalable parallel solvers and preconditioners of domain decomposition type, as well as looking at stochastic modeling, uncertainty quantification, and parameter estimation.
So you told that you look at applications for porous media modeling. So how did you come to this research field, porous media, and what is your connection to the SFB 1313?
My first interaction, at least a motivating application, porous media, was in my master's work in Bulgaria. I did this with Professor Lycho Razarov. So I did work on mixed finite element methods, in particular how to solve problems with adaptive mesh refinement. And at that time, the motivating application was flow in porous media. Really, I got really into that application during my PhD studies at Rice University under the supervision of Professor Mary Wheeler. So she has a very large group with working on a lot of interesting problems in porous media. So in my PhD research, I focused on two topics related to mixed finite elements for single phase and multi-phase flow in porous media. In particular, one of the issues that I worked on is how to reduce mixed finite element methods to cell-centered scheme or finite volume schemes for the pressure. And the other topic that I looked at was domain decomposition methods for mixed finite elements with applications to flow in porous media, in particular how to deal with allowing to have non-matching grids across subdomains using mortar finite elements and so on. So that's how I got into the porous media field. So my connection with SFB is primarily through Rainer Helmick. I've known him for many years. I think it's, if I remember correctly, the first time we met was at the SIAM Geosciences Conference in Houston in 1993. So that's like more than 25 years ago. And so we've been meeting at conferences over all these years, always have very nice discussions, have a lot of common interests. But I always enjoyed his lectures at the conferences, always gives very motivating, enthusiastic, interesting lectures, and always been impressed with the work that has been going on in the group here. Yeah, I'm glad to be here now and actually experience firsthand the research that is going on.
In your research, you focus on numerical methods and analysis of flow and transport problems. So could you explain the importance and the challenges of the development of numerical methods, especially for the porous media modeling?
Yeah, so this is a great application in terms of posing challenges for numerical methods. Mm-hmm. So there are many, many interesting issues to deal with. I'll just mention a few. In particular, these applications involve complex physical processes occurring on a wide range of scales, both in space and time. Also, you have to deal with highly nonlinear problems, including multi-phase, multi-component flows, reactive transport, heterogeneity in the porous media, multi-physics processes, so different physical processes occurring and interacting. There is a lot of uncertainty in these models on certain parameters, which require some type of stochastic modeling on uncertainty quantification. And because of the large scale of the problems, ultimately the resulting algebraic systems are very large scale, and they require efficient solvers for the solution of the resulting systems. So I'm going to mention a few of these in a little more detail, things that I have personally been working on. So in particular, one of the main properties for numerical methods for flowing porous media, as I see it, is local mass conservation, and in particular connection with computing accurate velocities, especially if you're going to be coupling flow and transport. But these have to work for heterogeneous full tensor coefficients, like permeability or conductivity of the porous media. Also, the geometries can be very irregular due to geological features such as fault or layers. So all these, the numerical methods have to be able to handle all these issues. And mixed finite element methods and related methods like finite volume or cell center finite difference have been very popular in the porous media community because they address well the above challenges. So for example, mixed finite element methods provide locally conservative and accurate velocities in contrast to, for example, standard Galorkin finite element methods where the velocity is not conservative and it's computed by post-processing, so it's less accurate. Another important issue is nonlinear flow behavior. So when you deal with multi-phase flow, multi-component flow, the resulting models are systems of partial differential equations that are highly nonlinear, transient, and they can also have different, can be mix of different behaviors. For example, if you look at two-phase flow, you can write it as a pressure equation and saturation equation, and the pressure equation is parabolic or elliptic, while the saturation equation is degenerate parabolic, so it can have hyperbolic behavior when one of the phases vanishes. So you need methods that can handle advection-dominated flows, discontinuities. So for these types of transport-dominated problems, a very good methods are discontinuous Galorkin methods. So you often have to mix different types of methods depending on the type of problem you're solving. So usually people would use mixed finite element methods for the pressure equation and discontinuous Galorkin methods for the saturation equation. Another big challenge is the multi-scale nature of the processes involved. So as I mentioned, these processes occur on a wide range of scales, both in space and time. So in space, obviously, you have processes occurring all the way from pore scale, so microns, to field scale, which is kilometers. So it's very difficult, it's not really feasible for numerical methods to resolve all these scales. Even with the current computers, they cannot handle such a large scale problem. So numerical analysts have to be creative in developing methods that can give a good approximation without necessarily resolving all the scales. So multi-scale discretization methods have been very popular in the porous media community. The idea is to come up with approximation which provides you can think of it as a sum of two or more components, a global core scale component, and then local components that fine scale that are computed locally on each core scale. And you do this by some pre-computation before you start the global solve. So at the end, the cost is somewhat proportional to solving a global problem on the core scale, but because you incorporate features from the fine scale, you end up with a much better approximation than just the core scale, and at the same time, the method is much more efficient in terms of computational cost compared that if you were solving the entire problem on the fine scale. Also, the same issue occurs in time, so you can have a vastly varying time scales, especially if you have multi-physics problems and different processes occurring on different time scales. So things like adaptive refinement in time, so adaptive time stepping, or using different grids in different parts of the domain help in that regard. So other main issues are multiphysics, where you have to couple different types of physical processes, and that occurs very common. This is one of our common interests with the group here, is coupling free flow with porous media flow. So that leads to a lot of challenges, both from a mathematical point of view. One has to start with formulating appropriate mathematical models. The PDEs are a very different type, so you have to have the appropriate interface conditions, and they have to both come from physical laws like conservation of mass and momentum, but they have to be such that they lead to well-posed mathematical models. And then the second challenge is, what are the numerical methods to be used that can enforce these interface conditions in a stable and accurate way? So techniques like Lagrange multipliers or Mortar finite elements are very useful in that regard, and this is what we are, in fact, working with the group here.
You already talked a bit about the possibilities to handle large-scale models to include different scales. How do you assess the development in the next decades concerning the computer development and how to handle these problems on the large scales?
As a numerical analyst, I think that a very important component of being able to solve large-scale problems is to develop efficient, fast, accurate, and robust numerical methods, which is what I'm working on. And like some examples, I mentioned mixed finite element methods. Mm-hmm. They're very popular in the community, but also they lead to large saddle point problems, so they may be expensive to solve. Mm-hmm. So one important research direction in the community has been how to implement mixed finite element methods as finite volume methods or cell-centered finite difference methods. And for example, multi-point flux approximation methods have been one important direction. These are also methods that are used in this group here, and they can be understood as mixed finite element methods. So one can analyze them and see how accurate they are, but at the same time, they lead to cell symmetric and positive definite systems only for the pressure. So that's one way to be able to solve large-scale problems more efficiently, but at the same time accurately. And there's been a lot of research on these methods, but I think they are understood for simpler problems like single phase flow, and there is a lot to be done to really improve their performance for very complex multiphysics applications like the ones that are being used in the group here. Another important direction, I think, for being able to solve large-scale problems is to utilize parallel computing, and domain decomposition methods are important algorithms in this direction. They're designed to localize computations and minimize inter-processor communication. So they have very good scaling in terms of how well they perform on a large number of processors. And a measure of scalability means if you add more processors, how much faster do you solve your problem? And domain decomposition methods are designed to do that. Modern computers of exascale are now posing new challenges for numerical algorithms because they're hybrid architectures. You have a mix between shared memory and distributed memory, so the algorithms have to take advantage of this. The main paradigm is that local computations are cheap and data movement is expensive, so minimizing communications between processors is important, and that's why domain decomposition methods, I believe, will play a major role in the future for efficient algorithms on modern exascale architectures.
You are in Stuttgart since the beginning of April and will stay around one more month. So how was your visit until now, and what are your further plans for the next few weeks?
I'm collaborating with the group here on developing domain decomposition algorithms for the coupling of free flow and porous media flows, in particular using mortar finite elements. So these algorithms will allow to decouple the problems and solve them independently and in an iterative fashion. And we're looking to do this both in space and time using space-time mortar finite element methods, which will allow us to use different grids in space and also different grids in time. So that should lead to much more flexibility in the type of grids one can use. For example, if you're coupling turbulent Navier-Stokes flow with Darcy flow, you would want to use much finer grids in space, but also smaller time steps for the Navier-Stokes region, and these types of domain decomposition methods would allow us to do that. So I've been working with Rainer, Witze, Dennis and Ned on developing these kinds of methods and implementing them in DUMUX. And the hope is that once this technology is implemented in DUMUX, it can be used also for other types of multiphysics couplings. For example, coupling Navier-Stokes with pore scale models, something which people here are working on. So it's been a great visit, and I've had the opportunity to interact with a lot of members of the group here, PhD students, postdocs, other visitors. So it's been really very motivating and interesting visit so far. I've also talked with faculty in the math department. I think a major strength in the research group here is the interdisciplinary nature and particular collaboration between engineers, mathematicians, and computer scientists. I believe that this is the only way to tackle real and difficult problems, and this is why the group here has been so successful. I'm excited to be in this stimulating environment, and I'm looking forward to completing the task that we have for the rest of my stay, but also continuing the collaboration beyond my visit, because there are many remaining challenges and interesting problems to work on in the future. I would just like to close with thanking Rainer for the invitation and SFB for providing support for my visit.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.